even knows the word of Sonic.
It does! Oh my god. We just started and we're talking about Sonic already.
Hello. Okay. Welcome to the Ratcast.
The Ratcast. Oh, that's out of tune. Okay, hold on. Let me do the...
Oh, yeah. Where I was!
A young boy! This is gonna be so annoying to listen to. I already know it.
Yes, and it's gonna hurt people's ears.
It is. Hi. Did you know Miss Volk is gonna listen to this? Wow.
Oh. Hi there. Oh, she's the person that agreed?
No, there are two people.
Oh, okay. Hi, I am Annabelle, or Spoopy Hugs on Instagram. Yeah. I don't want you to know any of my other social media.
I'm Lorelai / Lance. I genuinely don't give a shit. And I have an Instagram. I don't know if anyone can spell it, but it's wootsufootsy.jpg. No one's gonna be able to spell that. I don't know anymore. Okay, do we have anything to talk about?
Should we talk about, like, dumb things that have happened this week?
Oh, we can talk about anything. That's the point in this cast.
Okay, so, like, yesterday, I found out my friends, like, had this thing where they all hung out and had a sleepover, and they didn't invite me because they weren't comfortable with me coming over, but that they invited someone that, like, genuinely didn't like them, and they just said, oh, yeah, let's totally be friends again, even though they, like, got backstabbed, but, and they invited them on the bus, I may add. So that's fun.
Oh my god.
I'm not salty about it. No way.
I can already tell how loud we are. I mean, it literally shows how loud we're being, but we are so loud. My mom is upstairs sick.
Oh, fun.
Oh, don't worry about it. Okay. Yeah, that sounds better. Hold on. Yeah, that sounds better. Okay. What do we talk about? Oh, we can talk about my obsession with Sonic the Hedgehog. Oh my god. Okay.
Look at all the freaking Shadow the Hedgehog plushies.
Okay, shut up. Okay, listen. Whenever I was in third grade, my cousins were like, hey, let's play Sonic Rings. And I was like, what's that? And they were just like, oh, it's this game where you play as Sonic. And I was like, sign me up. I didn't even know what Sonic was at the time. And then they were just like, okay, let's play. So then I got obsessed with Sonic ever since, and I still stan Sonic, even though the live action absolutely looks like crap. I don't care.
Oh god, the live action. I haven't seen it yet, but oh.
They leaked some new designs for Sonic, and it looks so much better.
Like, the one I saw looked so much worse. Hold on, we might have to look this up after we're done.
Yeah. Well, like, okay. Yeah, I do have 10 Sonic plushies. All of them I got in third grade, so don't worry, I didn't get them now. I still want more Sonic plushies just to show off my love for Sonic.
Your little dragon animatronic thing is just staring me in the eye.
Oh, just like...
Oh, you guys can't see this, so you're probably concerned, like, what?
Okay, listen. We're gonna have someone else, but that someone else, also known as Brianna, refused because she has a C in band.
Wow, you really just outed her like that.
Yeah, I'm gonna call her out! She has a C in band. Okay, what do we talk about now? Hold on, let me rant about the Voltron ending. Okay, Voltron ended, like, forever ago, but I'm still mad. Like, Lance and Allura didn't need to get together. Like, Allura was perfectly fine with Lotor, but then they were like, oh no, Lotor has to become bad. And I was just like, stop!
Okay, so, I'm about to share some It Chapter 2 spoilers.
Oh, yeah!
It made me angry, so if you don't want to hear this, then deal with it. I sound so angry. I am. So, like, at the end, so you guys know Reddy, it's like Richie and Eddie. Well, guess what? That's canon. And
it is!
Yeah, it is. But freaking Eddie's, like, totally kills It. And then, like, is like, oh my god, I think I killed it. And he's about to go, like, over to Richie and be like, E-A-E.
Oh my god, that was the best sound I've ever heard in my life.
So, like, but as he was turned backwards, Pennywise was just like, Steve. Hey. Steve. Is okay. It still recording?
It is.
Okay, good.
Okay.
And she was like, Steve. And so then, like, freaking Eddie died, and Richie was just like, ah! And afterwards, you could obviously tell he loved him, because he was like, but wait, what if he's still alive?
No!
And then, like,
oh my baby.
He goes back to the fence. You don't, this is a random fence. I don't even know why there's a fence. Maybe it's in It Chapter 1. I forgot. And it has R plus E carved in, and he re-carves it. And then, like, in the lake, they're talking about, like, stuff, and he's like, and one of them's like, oh, Eddie would have hated this dirty lake, and then Richie starts crying, and I'm just like, ah!
Yeah, it made me cry, too. It was so good.
Ah! Remember okay. That scene with the, ghost with, like, the sangy titties?
I did, but yeah! Okay, I wanna see, okay, hold up. I did this one thing. And I just ask people to give me random questions that's been on their minds. Oh, that's an anime girl. And, oh my god, hold on, here's one. They only gave me one, but you know, whatever. Hold up. Oh wait, hold on, actually I got a light. I got a lot. Okay, let me just like, sure. Okay, the question is, are dreams glimpses into alternate realities or calls for help from alternate dimensions?
I say yes, because one, like, my dream, like, I had this really bad dream where there was, like, meteors raining into the school and everyone was dying and I was terrified. But, like, you know, that's just normal. Whatever.
Whatever.
But then, like, when I woke up, I felt like I got zero sleep. So I'm using that as an excuse to say yes.
Honestly, I don't know, because, like, it could be anything. Like, dreams could also just be your brain telling you something that's going on somewhere else, but with you as other people. Have you ever thought about that?
Yeah, but also, why would my brain just make me more tired? If it's just your brain, I'm mad at my brain.
Yeah, true.
Why would you make me tired?
But back to the question. Are they alternate universes? Maybe. Honestly, yes, I think so. Because, like, if you think about it, that makes sense.
Scratching chair intensely.
Okay, we only got 7 minutes in and we're already chaotic. Okay.
Oh, we were chaotic from the start.
Someone else? Oh, wait, hold up. I don't know if I want to answer that one.
Oh, it says, okay, I'll say, why am I alive? To exist.
Yeah, that's a good question. Not question.
Oh, that was from Halle.
Yeah. Anyways, okay, here's one by my beautiful friend. How's life? Life's good, actually.
Life is great, except for when it's not.
Yeah.
Obviously, that's implied, but...
Yeah.
Usually it's great. Sometimes I'll be like...
For me, life's been pretty good. I think life is, like, I don't know. Life is, like, that one thing where you just kind of, like... exist for a while, and then at the end, it just ends, and you're like, huh, either your life was absolute crap, or it was good, and you could have controlled that, but you didn't.
I spaced out for a second, what?
I don't know. Okay, we're back on the actual app.
Are there any more questions?
I don't think so. People don't, like, know my Instagram channel exists, so I hardly got any questions.
Yeah, and plus a lot of people just go, including me.
Okay, hold on. Okay, this question was on the Bim Bam podcast, which I listen to every single day. They're great. It's, also known as my brother, and me. Sorry, gotta tag them for a sec because they're, like, the best podcasters I've ever listened to. Anyways, so, someone asked, why don't we microwave fruit and, like, eat them that way?
Because, I don't want a warm banana. I want a cold banana for a smoothie.
Well, we don't really know if bananas are good warm, do we?
Yes, they are, but I prefer them cold.
Okay, well, like, you've at least known that bananas are halfway good warm. I've never, like, microwaved a banana.
So, like, when I was, like, maybe fifth grade, I don't know, I'd make snacks when I got home. So I'd mix oatmeal and, like, fruit, and I'd put it in the microwave, and I'd eat it because I was hungry.
Well, I mean, that's normal, because most oatmeal has fruit in it, but we're talking about, like...
No, I'd, like, cut up fruit and put it in there, like,
okay,
in the
microwave. A little more weird. But, like, okay. But, like, what if you just, like, go to the fridge, and then you're like, oh, there are grapes in here. And then you just, like, pop them in the, microwave, and then you just eat them like that. Actually, I did try and microwave grapes once, and they exploded, so don't do that, but we're talking about, like, if.
If the spinoff of it.
Hold up. I'm gonna go get a stool.
Wait, he hates me. Okay. If, like, if we're actually a spinoff of it, what if it was just people theorizing about what would happen if it was real? Oh my god, I'm using so many ifs.
I need a stool. My knee won't stay straight. And I need it to stay straight because
my knee being gay.
It is. We're allowed to say that because we're gay.
This is my non-official coming. I don't know what I'm
doing. Oh my god. I mean, I feel like it's quite obvious to anyone. And yeah. If, like.
I mean, look at me. I'm wearing a sweater.
You're wearing a llama sweater. No, yes. Alpaca, llama.
Alpaca. I cannot control my English.
I have an alpaca right there. Do you want to have another one? It's somewhere. I swear to God, it's somewhere.
Cat.
It
doesn't even look at me.
Okay, hold on. Wanna play my ukulele?
No.
You sure?
Sure. I need my terribly out of tune ukulele.
Aw, you should have brought it so I could tune it.
I have a tuning app on my phone, but I deleted it for storage.
What should we talk about now? Okay. We should just, like, rant about random things. I mean, that's the point in this podcast, but we don't have anything to rant about right now. Brianna was gonna rant about something, but now I don't remember what it was. Oh, wait, hold on, I remember what I was gonna rant about. I don't understand birthdays.
Yeah.
Why do we celebrate birthdays?
To feel special.
I mean, I guess, and also to celebrate the fact that you were born another year, but, like...
Reborn, just born again. Yeah,
that makes sense.
Yeah, totally.
But, like, Hold up, okay. Let's talk about the Harry Potter and the Cursed Child script. I have it.
Have they even translated that into a book, or is it just a large script?
It's just a large script.
Well, can I just... it's like book.
Okay, I'm down with ranting about this because our teacher doesn't even like it. She was complaining about it, so that's why I'm gonna rant about it. Okay. It's bad. I'm not even gonna lie. Harry Potter has always been bad to me, but it's not, like, bad. It's more, like, boring to me, and the characters could have been written better. Like, Draco, he could have been written better. I swear to God, if he was the main character, the story would be better. It just would have been.
Is he, like, pessimistic? Because I would love to have a pessimistic main character. Because, like, you'd see the eyes of someone, like, that isn't happy.
Yeah, that's him. And it's just, like, he didn't even have to be the main character. He could have just been written more, like better, because, like, they made him a character who's just bad, and it's like, all bad people have a side to them that no one knows, but then they don't show that side whenever it's obvious Draco's dad, like, is abusive, and, like, no one says anything about it.
Also, like, I hate how J.K. Rowling just changes the characters.
Yeah, like, on Twitter, she posted, oh, by the way, Hermione is black and in a wheelchair, whatever it says, that she's running and she's white.
Yeah, even, like, in the covers, like,
Like, okay, listen. With a book, you don't just, like, it's like, you don't just go off somewhere else whenever you've already finished that book and just be like, oh, by the way, the character looks like this, not the way that I described him. You don't do that.
Also, I don't like when books just don't describe a character, and then you're just like, well, I'm gonna forget this character now, because, like, what do they look like?
I mean, unless it's, like, a side character, don't do that.
Yeah.
Wow. I have so many books that I could easily rant about, but, like, half of them, I don't even think I've read.
I, like, have a bookshelf, but I haven't read most of them because I'm lazy, and also the books are not complex enough.
I'm trying to get all of Rick Riordan's books. I'm... You see my list?
Oh, no, I was looking at other stuff.
Well, look at my list. I don't have all of them, and it's making me mad. I have a lot, but, like, okay, I have all of Percy Jackson. I have... I'm trying to get all of The Lost Hero. I'm getting there. I think I might have it. The Kane Chronicles I don't have yet. I have two of them.
Don't ask what I'm doing with my hand.
I mean, they can't even see it, so I'm not gonna.
Hi, I can't sit still.
I mean, like, same. I don't... Okay, let's talk about ADHD for a sec. Now that we're on the topic.
I don't think I have it.
You could. You don't really know. ADHD is, like, just... I have severe ADHD. I just have a good way of controlling it. Unlike that one child. I'm just gonna call him out here. Isn't he obnoxious, though? I don't want to say his name. How about we just call him Jake?
Jake from State Farm?
Yeah, let's call him Jake from State Farm.
I don't know who you're talking about.
You don't know?
Give me a hint.
Bean.
He's not annoying.
He's not annoying, he's just hyper. I mean, actually, yes. It depends on the day. So
actually, if you hang out with him, like, outside of school,
I'm just acquaintances with Jake.
Jake from State Farm. He's really tiny and on Halloween, so I just had a group of people, and we just found him in a park. It's Bean.
Bean!
Bean!
He is really short, though.
So we were going to the, I can't English. Hi.
Rat
we
cast.
Were going to where, we were going to meet up with his parents to drop him off.
Mm-hmm.
And he just, everyone gave him a piggyback ride except for me because I had a backpack for candy.
Oh, hold on. That's what's been on my mind. Okay, one of my friends, they're about 30 minutes away from where we are, and it makes me sad. And I can only ever see them at anime conventions. That's not on the topic I was going on. Anyways, their parents are really transphobic, and I don't understand it.
Speaking of gay, I already told you this, but yeah. I was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to this person's house. And my mom's like, so what are you going to do this? I know she really didn't mean it like that. But I'm just like, what?
Never mind.
Oh, no. Also, like, so I was gonna, like, show, she was like, okay, who is this person? And I went to go show her this beautiful performance we did of the Bee movie.
Yes.
And it was in my saved. And also in my saved, I had a picture of... Teachers beware, you're gonna be scared.
You are?
So.
Oh my god.
I have a picture of this one anime character. He's an anime game character.
He's great.
His name is Naito Kameda.
He's my favorite.
Zoom in picture of him. So I'm just saying, I have an erection.
I can't believe your mom just saw a picture of an anime boy saying, I have an erection.
He was like leaning over my shoulder. I'm just like tilted away suspiciously.
Like, ah! Oh no, oh no! Here's a picture of an anime boy saying I have an erection. Oh my god!
I like how you have salt and pepper shakers in your room.
Oh yeah. Okay. My dead grandmother. I'd never met her, but my dad was like, "Hey, do you want these? They're from your grandmother." And I'm like, "Sure." I don't. Okay. I feel like it's weird that I don't get sad at death.
I don't think a lot of people. Maybe I'm just surrounded by sociopaths, but, like,
I don't really think anyone gets
well,
sad.
Well, like. Well, no.
I get like, sad at some deaths.
Because, like, my grandma, Shelly, she had, like, a grandmother. Not a grandmother, a mom. But she had a mom.
Yes,
she's
did.
Not an orphan. like, she died, and she's actually sad over it. I'm just like, what?
Well, I get sad over a lot of death. Like, if you died, I'd be sad as Frick Frackle Doodle. I'm trying to not cuss. Because I know a teacher's probably going to watch this. That key's broken.
I am.
Anyways, and, like, I'd be sad if anyone I'm close to dies. That's not good enough.
We gotta rant for an hour, boys.
I don't... Okay, anyways, I'd get sad if you died, or, like, if a teacher I actually liked died, or if my parents died.
They'd have to be close to me for me to, like, be sad. Like, my neighbor, yeah. She had cancer, and, like, she was an old lady, and it got to her brain, so they just kind of gave up. And I wasn't really sad when she died. It just feels weird not having an old lady gardening next to your house. And her dog isn't barking, because her dog had been moved.
Yeah. It's always sad whenever the owner dies before the dog.
Yeah.
Or cat.
Yeah. Like, and I, like, my mom, she, like, showed me who's supposed to be living there next. And I...
It's the brand for real friends! Sorry, that's... Brand is so expensive, I just don't realize this.
So, like, I already don't want to talk to him. He seems weird. Oh, fun story. You know that old lady I was just talking about?
Yeah.
Her husband... was a child molester.
Oh, that's not fun.
I'm glad I didn't find out the hard way.
I feel like... Okay. I don't... My grandma, she always talks about how there are child molesters around and that I should never trust anyone. And I'm over here like, I know that. And then she's over here like, no, you don't. And I'm like, I think I should know because you've told me more than 20 times.
But I just don't trust people.
I feel like it's good because, like, I mean, whenever I'm walking to go get the mail because it takes, like, 2 minutes to go get the mail because I'm so far away from the mailbox because I live in an apartment. Anyways, whenever I go over to get the mail, there's, like, someone outside and they look sketchy and I'm like, they're gonna molest me.
Yeah, like, I have a whole neighborhood of either, like, Karens or, like, people that are just, like... that, like, are low income, or they're just really sketchy old people, and I'm just like,
I swear to God.
I'd like to move.
There's, like, this one time, I think I was about 8 at the time, I didn't exactly know what was going on, but, like, there was this dude, and I know for a fact they were doing a drug deal, and whenever they were doing it, Alec looked out the window, and I was like, Mommy, those people are staring at us, and then my mom was like, wait, what? And then she was like, oh! We gotta go! And that's the end of that. I don't think they, like, I mean, we didn't call the cops on them because, like, I feel like this is bad. Because, like, we don't call the cops on people who are doing drugs.
I mean, like,
You also don't have proof that they're doing drugs.
Yeah.
Because, like, you just saw some sketchy people standing around outside. Like, that's not proof. That's just, like, you being suspicious.
Yeah, and, like, what if it was only one time?
Yeah. I mean, like, would you call the cops on someone who's doing drugs or, like, weed? I'd call the cops if it was cocaine or something like that, but weed, I don't really care.
like, I don't know. I'd like, call it rehab. I'd, like, call rehab? Is that how that works? I don't know.
You can report them to rehab and then they'll take them in.
Yeah. I do that if they're like, their life was crumbling.
Yeah, it's like you're dying on the inside, man. You gotta go to rehab now. What are we doing? We're making fun of Michael Jackson. Remember whenever our one teacher, I don't know if I should say his name. Should I say his name?
Which one?
Stony Boy.
Oh, yeah. He was like, are you making fun of Michael Jackson?
Yeah, because, like, we came in the morning because, like...
We were tracing... Oh, my God. He handed out the ones that I drew, and they look so...
Beautiful.
And we got one that I messed up one of the hands, and Rebecca kept making fun of the hand, and was just like, wow, the hand isn't even that bad, trying not to give away that I traced it. And, she kept making fun of the hand. The hand wasn't even that bad.
I think all of yours were beautiful, and if I get one...
Oh my God, I saw one of the ones that was, like, that was basically a marshmallow.
Hold on, I'm gonna go grab my cat. Hold up.
We can wrangle our cats now.
Come here, baby. You love me. I know you do.
She loves me.
Yes.
Yes, she does.
Yeah, she hates me. Hello, bud. Oh god, your pod's mate. No, stop it, stop it, stop it. No, you're attached.
Okay, bud. Anything will get attached. Oh okay. My god, Jaeger was like jumping on me.
Oh yeah, my dog was jumping on her and then like tore her poor sweater.
It's fine.
Oh, hello, sir.
Hi there.
I just kissed my cat.
Anyways,
what can we talk about now? I almost said something I shouldn't have.
Bye bye.
I kind of want to walk around, just like on the bottom floor. It's like.
I mean, you do you. I'll just chill here. Oh, she's leaving my room now. This is like the most like. Ah! My ear just popped. Oh my god. Do you know where all the food is?
Yes, in the kitchen.
Oh my god, oh my god. Okay, hold on. You stay in here.
Keep it moving. I know what to do now. I do know.
Cat, I love you. I love you too,
that's
other
what
cat.
I got, boys.
What?
Sour Patch Kid cereal. We can try it.
Yes! This podcast is so unscripted. Like, we have no idea what we're doing.
Yeah, if we sound like robots, we're just being weird.
Yeah.
It's not scripted.
Yee, boy! We got... I don't have a script here.
I do not... My script is the piano.
Oh my god! We're just gonna try...
I saw Sweet Tail and I thought it said on your TV.
Dude, I think it might be a stale. Yeah, it is.
You know?
You know what's better? Okay, so there was, like, this chicken and waffle cereal, and this maple bacon donut cereal, and those were good.
I've never heard of that. Like, what?
Okay, it sounds bizarre.
Meat cereal.
But, it was, like, it tasted like maple, and that's all that matters.
You know, it's really not that stale, actually. I mean, it kind of is.
Should we put this with milk?
You want to try it?
Yeah.
Okay, come on. I'm going to bring you guys
with
us.
Milk
and sour. Oh, my God. Okay, we're going to go into the kitchen now. Ah, I almost hit my thigh. Okay. The podcast is moving, boys. Okay. Bowl? Would you like a fancy glass bowl for your cereal? Which do you do first? Cereal or milk? I don't even know if our milk is good anymore. Wait, hold on. What day is today?
That's a good question.
I don't have my
phone. Wait, hold on. Phone! The 5th. We got time. It's expired on the 7th. It's good. I mean, normally it doesn't actually expire until, like, maybe 5 days later. Okay. You do it. Stop staring at cringy pictures of me with long hair. Okay.
I like that picture of Joy.
Joy?
Oh, God.
Oh, my God! I remember trying this! It was so bad. Hold on, let me just, like... This is what my brain looks like. Oh, my God.
Multicolored nips. No, I'm not scared. Oh, my God.
Am I supposed to, like...
No, get a spoon!
Where, I don't know.
Okay. Here. Hold on. No. Drawer over there.
Huh?
Oh! I don't know. There's Sour Patch Kids on my floor! Okay.
Hold on.
There's milk on my floor! Okay. I also have this, like, really weird cereal. Like, mini wheats, but fruit. It's weird. My mom keeps on buying really weird cereal, and it doesn't make sense. Okay.
Welcome to Let's Eat Cereal.
The Ratcast eating cereal. Okay.
Too bad that all that cereal is gone.
Yeah.
In my house.
Oh. Okay, we're back. Oh! Ratcast hours. Okay.
Oh, hello, hi, Jaeger.
My dog is in here now. Hi, buddy.
You want cereal, don't you?
I don't... How is it, my dude?
Would you like to try
some? I don't really want to try some, but I guess okay. Why do I have to try some? I don't want to... Oh my god, it looks so gross. Why does this look gross? Thank the heavens they didn't advertise it like this on the box. Okay, I guess I'll try it now.
Ew, it's soggy.
It's soggy?
After it's in your mouth, it gets soggy. It's been 30 minutes.
This is so chaotic. I don't...
Should we end the stream after we're done... Stream? Podcast after we're done eating this bowl of cereal?
This is gonna take a while.
I eat fast, so I'm just gonna go get another spoon.
This is gross. Oh my god. I don't know how to react to this. This is weird.
What is she doing? Oh yeah, she's getting a spoon. I'm an idiot, huh?
My cat's judging me.
I got an edgy spoon.
Oh, you got an edgy spoon?
Edgy spoon.
That's a grapefruit spoon. Idiot.
Oh my god, you spit it on me! You spit it on me! She spit milk on me!
I have the,
Oh my god, it looks so cute in the sunlight!
I have the motor skills of a toddler, hi!
Isn't it cute in the sunlight? This is scary! Oh my god, hold up. I'm gonna open my window. Wow! Look at it! It's so nasty!
You good?
My window is so gross, look at it.
I think that's beautiful.
You think so? Wow, thanks, bud.
Wow, really?
It does look cute, though. Like, that's scary. It looks cute in the sun.
It's how they fool people.
They take pictures in sun. Ah. Oh my god. Oh my god. Let me get back in my seat. Hi, Jaeger. You're cute today. I mean, both of you, but like, oh my god, stop. That's not even where the mic is, you idiot.
I just got close to the phone, so.
ASMR who? Dream Daddy. That's a good game. No, it's down there. ASMR. Okay.
I hate my life.
Okay. What should we talk about? Cause like,
Jaeger.
I want it to get a, at least like maybe 15 minutes. Jaeger. I don't know. Oh my god, okay. I have something to talk about. Let me rant.
Beautiful.
Don't make me laugh, I'm joking! Oh my god, okay. Yeah, you're... Stop. Okay, let me rant. About, my ex-girlfriend. Yay! Okay.
My ex is pretty nice, actually.
Okay. I mean, she's nice, but, like, we're still friends. It's just, I don't know. I mean, she's been acting weird. That's mainly it.
I don't even
know there. And I don't know how to react to it, because, like, she keeps on texting me, and I'm like, okay, I'm fine with you texting me, but don't text me weird stuff.
I know, right? Like,
Okay, my ex-girl...
Don't worry, it's beer.
Girlfriend, as in the only person I've dated. Yeah. Like, she still comes up to me for hugs and, like, she still says, ooh, and I'm just like,
It's like, I don't know. I mean, I'm fine with still being your friend, but, like...
Don't ask for hugs. I mean, like, it just is taken weirdly.
Yeah, I don't really like you like that, my dude.
And she still likes me like that. And I don't want to date her because, I mean, I'm in middle school and I don't know what love is. Like, what if I just like being friends with her? And that's what I think of love is, actually. Let's talk about love for a second. Okay. Love is, like, a thing that people are slowly just not believing in anymore. Have you noticed that? Like, people have one wrong relationship, and then they'll just be like, love doesn't exist. I don't like it. And it's just like, I mean,
I believe in it, but, like, I really like a person. I don't want to say love, because it sounds crazy. I'm, like, a middle schooler. Like,
yeah.
But, I kind of like them a lot. Like, yeah. a lot. You know who I'm talking
about. Yeah. I don't know how...
Hold on. I was about...
Go on.
Okay. I like to take long dramatic pauses. So, like, my toxic ex-friend, also the one who organized that party thing.
But seriously?
Yeah. She's like, ew, why do you even like him? I'm just like, it's not about looks, and that's a blonde picture. Like... What? It is confusing on Pan.
Yeah.
I'm attracted to Pan.
I'm a questioning little worm. I like to say I'm a lesbian, because that's been the only people I've been attracted to lately, but I have been attracted to males before. It's just, women are cuter. Oh my god, hold on. No. Let me talk about my mom for a second. She's had the worst relationships I've ever, like, witnessed, and it's been affecting me. But lately, she found a girl she liked, and I'm gonna cry.
Women are better to date because you understand them.
Yeah, but like, oh god. She, like, she finally found a girl that she liked that's actually single and doesn't just want to do the dirty with her and her boyfriend. Because, like, you know, here in the good old state of Kentucky, women only want to have a threesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't want an actual girlfriend, but then she actually found someone who actually wants a girlfriend and is single, and I'm so proud of her, but my mom's really nervous about texting her because it's the first girl she's ever actually, like, liked, and so I get to give her lesbian advice.
So are we talking about, like, a polyamorous relationship, or, like, no, or, like, what?
Well, like, the girl she likes now is single, and it's just gonna be them. But, like, before, all the girls that she wanted would just, like, want a one-night stand, and then that's it.
That's just not
true. Yeah. And it's just like, don't do that to people. That's mean.
Yeah.
Especially whenever they're trying to find someone. It's just mean. I am really proud of my mom, though. She's really trying, I think.
Oh! My aunt? She got engaged to her girlfriend, like, a while ago, and, they probably already know, because I asked for clothes, paint, and succulents for Christmas.
Oh, wow. I mean, yeah, that's the definition of a pansexual. I mean, that's basically...
I mean, look at my jeans. They're popped.
Yeah, I'm just, like, there's a hole forming in my jeans, and I'm about to cry.
Sobs. I can't wait to drink the milk of this Sour Patch.
It's gonna be so bad. Anyways,
have you tried Sour Patch ice cream? They had, like, Sour Patch, ice cream at Orange Lake for a little bit. And it wasn't what you'd think it'd be like. You'd think, oh, it's ice cream. It'll be sweet. No. It's not sweet at all.
It's at Dollar Store, too. You can just buy it. Hi there. Hi. Yeah, I know you want the cereal. I bet it's going to be really bad. It's going to be bad. You don't like anything sour or
eat my toenails.
Don't eat her. Don't do that. Don't. I can't wait till I get to go to a convention again. This is just us having a normal conversation.
This is literally just us having a normal conversation between each other. Anyways.
Oh, it's sunlight. I like the stare into the sun.
Don't do that.
I can't wait till I can order my wig and finally have my full cosplay of Danny suit. The little crybaby.
Child, just take a sip.
I don't want to take a sip. It already looks gross.
Take a sip.
It looks nasty.
Take one sip. I'll drink the rest. I don't care if it's painful.
No, you don't have to drink the rest.
I will.
You can see the sour residue just sitting in the milk. I'm gonna cry. Go on. I already hated milk. This isn't helping. In the official milk hate group. Yeah, I know it's nasty. Don't drink that. That's worse than normal milk. Yeah, it's worse than normal milk. Jaeger, you do not want that.
It's all gone.
It is.
I ate it for some god-awful reason. Oh, sorry, I stabbed you with my pinky. You're not hurt. You're not dying?
I'm proud of my parents at the moment. My dad is finally realizing that I also have issues, like most people. And my mom is finally finding someone that she likes. No, don't take his paws. Hold on, come up, you baby. Mud.
Mud, just mud.
Mud. I said bud, but okay. Mud is better.
Should we end it here?
We're at 40 minutes.
We gotta wait until 45. Exactly 45.
Okay,
let's just do a T-pose on top of them, like, intimidatingly. Like, they won't hear it.
I'm holding my dog. I don't want him to freak out at the moment. She's T-posing.
I'm standing over you intimidatingly. This sounds like a bad fan fiction.
It does. Next episode, we should record us reading fan fiction.
Oh my god,
yes!
Should we just make the next episode now?
Yes! Okay, hold on. What if we just do it now?
What if we just make separate podcasts for different days of the day?
Days of the day? Okay.
So, like, we have them pre-recorded?
This is just us planning. Oh, don't do that, Allie. He doesn't like you. Oh, no, is she attached? Okay, never mind. Okay, we could always just, like, read fan fiction now. Hi, bud.
She's mad because I took her brain. I went, oh. Allie.
Oh, bud. You want to just record us reading fan fiction now?
We can do it for another thing so that we can, like, if we can't have other days, we have that.
Oh my god, that was great. But we can, like, save them to drafts, so, yeah, we can just record it now if we really wanted.
We gotta wait for 5 minutes.
Yeah, okay. This is gonna be ear rape, I already know it. Anyways, trans rights, gay rights, we all stand, everyone, don't be mean to the gays.
Rights for everyone except for pedophiles and weird people.
Yeah, don't do pedophiles. Pedophiles are nasty, they aren't part of the LGBT community. Here's a whole new nice can of worms. LGBT community does not include pedophiles. Don't include pedophiles in our community!
Yeah!
Stop it!
And, like, LGBT, like, gatekeeping, like, you can't be in the community because, like, your sexuality doesn't, like, get, like, hate, like, the asexuals. They're like, no, you're not in the LGBT community. No. Stop it.
Yeah, stop. Oh, we're about to be it.
See, Allie meows.
Allie doesn't like pedophiles. My cat doesn't like pedophiles, meaning you shouldn't like pedophiles and you shouldn't add them into the LGBT community.
Do you like pedophiles, other cat?
He likes your scratches. Okay, we're almost at 45 minutes. We gotta say bye-bye. Bye-bye! Bye-bye!
Okay, 10 more seconds. This is a lot. Oh, God. Ah! Ah!